Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here in Digital Ignition. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the world-famous John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. You're great for my ego, man.
That's my job, part of the job.
That's why I keep showing up every Tuesday.
Talk to great business leaders here in the North Fulton area and help build John's ego.
So, well, one out of two isn't bad, right?
Well, no, we're building the eagle, and now let's meet some great business leaders.
I'd rather do that.
Joining us on the show today from Team Logic IT Alpharetta is Samaya Adam. From College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors, Brad Freed joins us in the studio, and Wendy Brandt from Homeowner Management Services. We're going to start the show with Samaya Adam. The name of the company is called Team Logic IT. You're here in Alpharetta. Samaya, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming by. Tell us all about Team Logic IT Alpharetta. What does your company do?
Well, we're a managed services provider in the Alpharetta area, and we're the fourth newest addition to the family of Team Logic IT. Basically, what we do is make the best use of technology and leverage that to make businesses successful.
What got you started in this business? How did you get to where you are today?
Are you familiar with the Jetsons?
I think so, yes.
Okay, great.
Mike's old enough to be familiar with the Jetsons.
My kids know, but us, yes, we know the Jetsons.
Well, you know, on the Jetsons, they had these contraptions where they had these video calling watches. We have them today. They had drones that used to take little Elroy to school, and we have drones that are used for structural engineering now. My personal favorite was Rosie the housekeeper at the touch of a button. Could, you know, clean up the messiest of messes. And I think that's where the passion for technology really started in my pre-professional days, whether I was part of the high school science club or delivering my valedictory speech at graduation. It was something where I knew that I wanted to get into technology. And I got my BA, bachelor's in computer app science at NYU. And then later my master's and MIS in Nova Southeastern University. It was really my husband, my parents as well as that, really pushing me into pursuing what I was passionate about. And I like to get people excited about things that I'm excited about. And the great thing is that I'm able to help people with my passion and then for them to be successful. So really that's where I kind of put my roots.
Okay, so Samaya, it's the IT business. Let's simplify this. If I'm a business, how can you help me? How can Team Logic help me? What would you do?
So we are a full-service managed services provider, as I said, and we help businesses become more competitive through the use of information technology. So we have a wide range of services that we offer, and they start anywhere from business continuity, data recovery, disaster recovery, backup, computer maintenance. Our largest clients are cloud services, malware protection. There's things where if you're doing a relocation for your business, it's movement and network design to that new office. Something as simple as or complicated as website development. We also do something called search engine optimization, more commonly known as SEO. It helps businesses kind of boost their pipeline for incoming revenue.
So those companies, a lot of companies, they have that IT person on staff, but for that company that can't afford it or would rather contract it out, you do all that technical stuff that I know nothing about.
Well, basically what happens is that, yes, to the answer to your question, yes. We're basically their outsourced IT personnel. We help them focus on their IT not focus on their IT challenges because we're there to take care of it.
Right. You allow us to focus on our business.
Exactly. Exactly. So that enables you to increase your productivity at work. Whether you do have, let's say, an IT department on staff, we can still help by giving supplemental services. And what that enables the department head of IT or director of IT to do is focus on strategizing and focusing on expansion other than the nitty-gritty daily operations, which can be outsourced to us at a fraction of a cost most of the time. And also the fact that what happens is with the outsourcing part of it, the person that's in-house can focus on things that are more bigger in the bigger picture for the company involvement. And whereas we come in and we have that brain power and that expert team that maybe that individual in-house didn't have the expertise for, but we're able to kind of match that for you in the business.
Okay, Samaya, now 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, IT services meant, you know, how do you use this piece of software? How do you use this box, right? This computer. Today, there are words like ransomware, cybersecurity, viruses. So talk about those issues, how you protect your clients against those issues. Maybe you can give us an example of some good work you've done for one of your clients in that area.
I'm happy that you mentioned that, John, just because large enterprises spend millions of dollars in the cybersecurity threats and safety arena, yet they still get breached. We have examples like Equifax right in front of you. Yet small to mid-sized businesses, and I'm talking about 500 or less employees, are too small. They don't have the money that's allocated to cybersecurity, or they're just not comfortable or think that we don't need it. Well, consequently, they fall prey to these attackers. And just because Santa Claus is coming to town doesn't mean the hackers are taking a day off. That's the time when you need to be on full alert, because that's when most of the, I guess, being vulnerable to these attacks is out there. And what we do is we fully monitor and manage security for these businesses to make sure that they are getting the full benefit of it. We have 24/7 monitoring security here in the U.S. All of our services and operations are here in the U.S., so there's no issues with language. There's no issues with the comprehension on what needs to be done. And then there's immediate responsiveness to the deal. To give you an example, we have a healthcare client. She's a rheumatologist. And in the healthcare black market, for the cost of a stolen record, if we can put a value to it, it sometimes makes it more tangible to understand how important this is. Kind of like equating data to a bar of gold. Something people want, something you want to keep safe. Just like data or your healthcare records, which is the patient key identifying information, social security numbers, address, things of that nature. In the black market, it's about $355 for a stolen healthcare record. You have about, I'm going to make it really simple, about 100 patients. That's already over $35,000 that you have in your systems. If that's not taken care of, there can be big issues. For this particular rheumatologist, we were able to put in place security monitoring and also a setup that was very secure in terms of patient confidentiality and data, because we also do regulatory compliance with HIPAA. We have a business associates agreement and everything in place. We're very professional with our paperwork that's needed for these kind of audits that are done. We were able to save the client from issues that they would have otherwise caused them to shut down because of the fact that things were not organized. They were not put in the right places for purposes of audit. They were taking it very lightly in terms of what should have been taken care of in the organization, because it was more ad hoc, where if they needed somebody's help, they just kind of called the guy who fixed their locks to assist with whatever it was needed. And that was really helpful to them.
Now, you mentioned that I like that example of, you know, what data cost. And, you know, you mentioned a hypothetical example of $35,000. But in the case of HIPAA and some of these other regulatory requirements, the penalties and the fines are a lot more than $35,000, right? So really, the cost of a breach could be a lot more than that, right, from a regulatory point of view.
Absolutely. When you talk about compliancy, whether it be HIPAA or PCI in the financial industry, the worth there or the value and the cost that's associated can be tremendously high, whereas if you're a small to medium-sized business, it can really shut you down. Or you know, in terms of even in relationship building, if you are required by law to inform your patients, if you're healthcare, that you were compromised. Now, think about it. If you're a patient of that rheumatologist, for example, do I really want to go back to them? Are they able to keep my information secure? Is there really that kind of safety there for myself? Or am I going to be hacked on a more personal level in my home because they now have my information? So things kind of look both ways in terms of not only just cost, but your mental security and paranoia, I guess.
Peace of mind,
as we like to say. Peace of mind. You got it.
How do companies, and we're talking with Samaya Adam with Team Logic IT Alpharetta here on North Fulton Business Radio. How do companies work with you? What does that relationship look like? Is there a retainer fee that we would use? Do we just call you in when we think we need you? How do you typically like to work with your clients?
So majority of the time, there's a, in the IT world, there's something called break fix, which is just as needed basis. And then there's a, the managed service component, which is a recurring setup monthly. Majority of our clients are built on the managed services, which is the recurring setup, because it's kind of like going to the doctor regularly. So you don't have any health problems that add up. Whereas if you went maybe once in 2 years, maybe there's a little bit of problem in your body that's developing. So similar on that level with the managed services contracts, it's just great to stay up to date with the technology they need. They have us at their fingertips in the sense that we're able to give them that virtual CIO connection with their reviews, strategize for their business expansion needs, and also keep them up and running and contained with what is necessary.
For that business owner or a business leader that's considering maybe outsourcing their IT, they're on the fence. Before we let you go, give you one last chance to kind of tell them, you know, why would it be a smart decision to at the very least have a conversation with you?
Absolutely. And I think just some tips to business owners to have that peace of mind is that it's really important to educate not only yourself, but those that are in your office to have acceptable and good practices on the internet. Just some tips that I'd like to share, and possibly if there's discussion that can develop from it, is to make sure that workstations or computers, whether they be at home or at work, have the latest security patches critical to development of your workstation and to the health of your security. Just making sure not to open unsolicited emails and attachments that you are not familiar with. There's no need for that. Usually banks do not send links for you to click on so that you can update information. That is definitely going to be a trap, so be wary of that. Not to use public Wi-Fi to do any kind of sensitive banking information or any kind of secure portal information, just because those open Wi-Fis, there's a lot of listening, as they say, or eavesdropping going on those networks to be protective of that. Making sure to validate important data for work, just to be on the side where if you need something for, let's say, a regulatory reason, 7 years, for like one of our CPA clients, they needed it for 7 years. Sometimes a local computer may not be able to house all that information, so you're able to have some kind of setup there. And my personal favorite, which is a password management and advanced authentication, where just a simple four-letter word with letters is not enough to add some numbers, special characters, or capital and lowercase letters, so it's harder to hack into. And I'll leave you with this, where it's kind of like managing your password management is like underpants. You keep them private, change them often, and keep them often private.
That's pretty good right there. That's a picture I'll never forget.
I was wondering,
Mike,
where you were going to go with that, but that works. You know, and I'll tell you what, you see all the stories about the breaches of security and stuff with all these big companies. If that doesn't scare the underpants off you,
yeah, absolutely.
Right then and there.
That's right.
It's at least worth having a conversation with Samaya. Samaya, for those that would like to find out more, talk to you. We've scared them now. What's the best way to reach out to you and find out more about Team Logic IT Alpharetta?
The best way would be to go to our website. It's www.teamlogicitalpharetta.com. And you can even call us at the office, 678-494-8855. We have a blog you can follow and lots of pertinent information on our website for you to share.
And before we let you go, I want to make sure Trey tweets this out, because this is good. So this is like underpants. Why again? Say that whole thing again.
Password management is like underpants. You keep them private, you change them often, and you never share them with anyone.
I think this is going to be a first for Business Radio X. Hashtag underpants.
There you go.
There you go.
Congratulations on everything. Continued success. And thank you for joining us here in the studio.
I was very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Samaya Adda with Team Logic IT Alpharetta here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Now, I'm not sure if they deal in underpants or not, but Proactive Payroll works with those that are tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in their business. Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
All right, John, our next guest here on the show is Brad Freed. He's the owner and general manager of College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. This is interesting. Tell us what you do.
Okay, well, we are the most professional, we are the most complete and professional resource for helping busy families raise smart, confident, well-adjusted kids.
We all want that, don't we?
It's very important.
Yes.
And our mission is to build stronger families. And we do this by employing role models that work with families, helping them with their sitting needs.
Okay. So what's your typical client look like?
Okay. Our typical client, well, and I let me go back and refresh, okay? Our typical client is going to be a, it's a family that needs, sitter needs, anything from backup care. So when the kids are home from school, for whatever reason, and the parents have to work, we provide in-home child care. We also do after-school care. We do date night. We do overnight and extended stay. We do part-time, full-time summer nanny. So for families that have young kids, they need, someone to watch the kids all day and manage the house. So we do that. And we also do event care. We do weddings and corporate events. And we also work with preschools and churches and other organizations that, they have to keep ratios up. Mm-hmm. And when they're short, we provide help.
Seemed like a dream come true.
No kidding.
So we can hire you out for like a one-time need or for an extended period.
Yes.
How did you get into the child?
You're always set for a sitter. With College Nannies, you're always set for a sitter. That's what we like to say.
I don't know if I should be asking these questions. What happens if it's a last second thing? Oh my God, something's come up. We need somebody to help.
Well, we have a tool, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
But we have this tool called My Sitter App, which is wonderful. And this is what a differentiator. This is something that no one else out there has. It's you download it on your smartphone, and with just a touch of a few buttons, you can literally hire a sitter that is fully trained and fully background screened. All of our nannies they're W-2 employees. They're not 1099. So, which the advantage is that we get to train them and they're professional sitters. And with this app, you can hire a sitter on demand and have a sitter. Hopefully, you can book them out as far out as a month, 2 months out, because our sitters show their availability that far out. But if you need somebody within, a couple of hours, that's all I need. I just need a couple of hours lead time. Something comes up, you need somebody, you go to this app, you can just like that. You're set for a sitter.
I'm glad you brought it up now. Let's not bury the lead.
That's real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have to get on Facebook and cry for, does anybody have a sitter, right? I know where to go, right? Talk a little bit about your competition. You're obviously private providers are some of your competition, but it sounds like what differentiates you is the background work that you do on the providers that you employ.
Well, there's a lot of things that differentiate us from our competition. First and foremost, it's our business model. And I'll be the first to admit, we are not the perfect solution for every family. If a family wants to spend their time and they have the time to interview and boot background checks, and they can do it. It's very time consuming. The value add that we offer is that we do that for our clients. And the families that we work with look at them not as a customer, but really it's a partnership. So we go out and actually meet with the family. We do a family interview or a family meeting, and we get to know the family. We know exactly what their needs are. And then my team goes and finds that perfect nanny. It's not a one size fits all. Every family has unique needs. So we go out and find that sitter or that nanny, that role model. And again, because they're W-2 employees, the family, we're saving them time. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one of the differentiators. We save them time. It's all about value add. Okay, and also gives the families peace of mind. All of our nannies, because they're W-2 employees, they have to go through a screening process to become a nanny. You've got to go through a phone screen, an in-person interview. We check on all their background checks, and we do an extensive background check, a national background check with Orange Tree. So everybody has a clean record. So we give families a peace of mind. Also, we're a single point of contact. If a family goes out on their own and hires a sitter or a nanny, if they have an issue, they have to deal with that nanny. With us, they come to us, and we take care of it. And because I have a huge team, if ever the nanny leaves, they're not left. You know, they have a solution. Right. We have backup, so that until we find the we guarantee everybody, so they're covered until we find that next nanny. Also, we have a national network because this is a franchise. Roughly, almost 80 franchisees, and we're in 160 territories across the country in 31 states. You have a built-in network. So if you were to travel with your family and take a vacation, and let's say you're out in Disney World and you and your wife want to have a date night, okay, you can do that. You can get in touch with one of the franchisees out in California, set it up ahead of time. They'll set you up on that app, that My Sitter app. And just like that, you have access to their pool of sitters. And you can, with very little time, you're set for a sitter.
Now, Brad, you talked a little bit about the nanny side of your business and the sitter side of your business. Talk about the tutors. So like what ages that you tutor subjects? I mean, how does that work?
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you bring that up. Yeah. So newborn to grade school, we work with families. When they get a little older and they get into middle school, high school, we do customized tutoring for subject matter. Again, we pair the tutor with the student. And then also we do ACT, we do SAT prep work. So again, we prepare the kids for success when they move on to college.
Can you do two for one, Brad? For example, okay, we're going on a date night tonight. Not only are we going to get a sitter, but while we're gone, the sitter's going to be doing some tutoring. Is that possible, or is that a weird question?
Well, that's a weird question. Actually, that's the first time that question's ever popped up, but I suppose, yeah.
Two for the price of one.
I suppose we could.
That's just interesting. I was going to ask if it was a franchise, and you said it is a franchise.
It is.
I love the fact that you could be anywhere in the country, and there might be a franchise serving that area. How did you get involved? I mean, how did you end up where you are today? How did you get into the child care business?
Well, I came from IT. I was actually a partner in an IT company, and frankly, it wasn't rewarding. I just did not like it anymore. It was very difficult. It was labor intensive, inventory intensive, and we were financier. You know, we were always strapped for cash, and it just was not fun.
So you went from that to a people intensive company.
Well, I'm a people person.
Yeah,
and I love helping people. And every family with young children, or even teenagers, has a need, and we fill that need.
How long have you had the franchise here?
I started in April.
Okay.
So I'm fairly new.
And what do you enjoy about it the most?
Helping people.
Meeting people.
I just love helping people.
That's awesome. That's great.
And when, like, I had a customer, they weren't even a customer yet, and they had an emergency. Her husband actually ended up in the hospital, and her kids were out, and she called me frantically, and she said, "Brad, I know I'm not set up yet, but I'm going to be a customer. I need your help. I need someone to meet my kids. I'm not there. I can't be in two places." I said, "Don't worry about it. You're covered." And that afternoon at 6 o'clock, when the kids came home, I had a sitter waiting for them. And I basically came to the rescue.
Yeah.
And not only did I help them, but now they're a nanny family.
As you mentioned earlier, peace of mind. That's the theme of our show today, John. Peace of mind among our guests. I'm hearing about this. I'm reading about this thing here called College Nannies and Sitters Role Models. What is that all about?
Well, our role models are very special. We don't just hire anybody. I would say probably for every 25 people we, interview or talk with, we hire one. We're very, very, very specific. You know, we look for certain characteristics. You have to be outgoing. You have to be, you have to have charisma. You've got to be confident, dependable. And most importantly, you have to love kids.
Right.
And then if you pass the smell test, then we bring you in for an interview. Then we check your references just to make sure. And then we run that background check. So you are true. And then we train them because they are a W-2 employee. They're not 1099. They're W-2. We train them. So they're professional sitters. You're not going to get that with my competitors.
Yeah, I think that's an important distinction for people to understand, because I think the typical business people, I think, maybe understand this distinction. But the difference between having a 1099 employee and a 1099 contractor, I should say, and a W-2 employee, I mean, you've got legal responsibilities for having a W-2 employee that you don't have if you were a business with a 1099 contractor, which I think are important to your clients, right?
Yes, and it should give them peace of mind, because they know they're dealing with, first off, we're part of Bright Horizons, which is a national firm. They're publicly traded. So that should give them peace of mind, because we do a lot of subcontract work for Bright Horizons on the backup care side. And just in order for us to be able to do that, you know, we have to be very good at what we do. So I like to tell people, if we're good enough to work for a publicly traded company, we should certainly be able good enough that work for, you know, for you.
Of course. The name of the company is College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. And the app is called My Sitter?
My Sitter
and
app.
And that's exclusively for your company?
It is.
Okay. And that's a free download?
Well, it's free. If you're a nanny family, it's free. Otherwise, if you just need an app for hiring a sitter,
right,
it's $149. But it's a one-time. Unlike some of the other companies out there where it's subscription-based, this is a one-time fee. It's $149, and that gets you a user ID and password. And once you have it, it's yours forever.
Got you. All right. For those that would like to find out more information about your company, Brad, where can they get that?
Well, they can call us directly at 678-675-0303. They can also visit our website at collegenannysandtutors.com/AlpharettaGA, or they can follow us on Facebook.com/College Nannies and College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors, Alpharetta, GA.
Are there other franchises in the area? I know you got Alpharetta. How wide do you go, and are there others in the Atlanta area?
There are three franchisees here in Atlanta.
Okay.
We've got pretty much the entire north side covered.
Okay.
Okay. We have Danita is down in Sandy Springs, Buckhead. I've got the Alpharetta Johns Creek, which also includes Petrie Corners, Duluth, Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Milton, and Crabapple. And then there's a new franchisee that just came in who has Marietta and Roswell.
And they all have to go by the high standards that you've talked about.
We're all on the same team.
Great.
And we play nice in the sandbox.
That's a good thing. Brad, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mike, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
All right, John, our third guest here on the program is Wendy Brandt. She's the Chief Marketing Officer with Homeowner Management Services. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Homeowner Management Services. Tell us what your company does.
Sure. Well, basically, we manage all the HOAs, condominiums, townhome communities that you see all over Atlanta. That's particularly all over North Atlanta. So every corner, practically, you'll see something of that nature, or even small office parks. All of those different associations, they're really businesses, and someone has to manage them. So that's what we do.
So you work with the HOAs,
yes,
and you manage them. When you say manage, what does that mean? What do you actually do?
Sure. Well, actually, all of these different associations, they're all run by a board of directors. So what happens is they're actually their own little democracies, if you will. So these businesses, they elect a board of directors. Hopefully some are willing to participate. Is it an unpaid normally adventure? But basically there's a board of directors, and that board of directors would select the management company. if they so desired. Now, some of them are self-managed. There's a lot of concerns that go along with that choice, but the vast majority of them are managed. And so what that means is we would handle all the day-to-day, everything from collecting the dues, because you know all associations have assessments, to creating the budget, offering web portals so that the homeowners could go in and make payments and find their own governing documents and all that. We also have maintenance technicians on staff. We have relationships with vendors all over the city. So anything and everything that they would need in terms of maintenance or on-site personnel, we have a very special program to handle leasing. So if they wanted us to monitor who's leasing, whether or not they're above their cap, we can handle that. We have the ability to do credit reporting on those who don't pay their assessments, which is highly motivating, as you can imagine, for people to pay. So it's really, it's quite a vast array of services that we provide. I always tell people, you know, homeowner management or association management, it's not, certainly not rocket science or brain surgery, but there are a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of things to know, a lot of different pitfalls that you can get into if you're not aware. So that, in a nutshell, is what we do.
So let me make sure I get this right. I'm a little slower than John, and I apologize for that. So if I'm an HOA and I hire you out to manage everything, so if something's wrong at the pool or something needs to be fixed at the tennis court or lawn maintenance or whatever—
That's it.
We're hiring you to kind of take that off our plate. You do all that.
That is correct. The board of directors makes the ultimate decisions. You know, they have the authority. So let's say your tennis courts needed to be resurfaced. You know, we would provide bids for them, and then the board of directors would select the bid that they would want. So they're in control. And the way that our company works specifically is we have complete transparency. So the board of directors is able to see everything that we're doing, every bill that we're paying, et cetera. So even though the board's in control, we're doing the day-to-day activities and acting as advisors for them as well.
Now, Wendy, you kind of chuckled when you mentioned it's sometimes hard to get people to serve on homeowner associations, right?
Yes.
You're dealing with a lot of different issues.
Yes.
And I would guess what you really do ultimately is you, for those people that are willing to stand up and represent their neighborhood, you really make their life a lot easier, right?
Yes. And protect them as well.
Sure.
And I do mean protect them. You know, it's funny because when I hear people have been, you know, elected as president, I wonder, should I offer congratulations or condolences?
Right.
You know, I wonder sometimes as well why we don't have a reality TV camera following us some of the time. Yes, if they stand up and they're willing to help make the big decisions, we're there to protect them. We're there to educate them. We're there to make sure that their money is well spent. And there really are, as I said, there's a lot of moving parts, but what I find interesting about it actually is there's a lot of law involved in this. You know, it is a business. It's subject to the Georgia Nonprofit Code. It's a not-for-profit corporation. There's governing documents, which everyone's probably familiar with the words covenants and bylaws. But what most people don't realize is every single solitary community that you see in the city has a different version. So that makes it, you know, very interesting. People think, well, I lived in Roswell in an HOA and I could lease my home out there. If I moved to Alpharetta, I'm sure I can do it here too. It doesn't work that way. You know, they're all different. So understanding what are basically legal documents, you know, we help with that. The communities are subject to the FHA regulations. So a lot of communities have gotten sued because they have boards that perhaps aren't managed. And they're out there on their own with varying degrees of experience and education in this area. No disrespect to their, in most cases, they're coming at it with the best of intentions, but they're just not experienced. They're not familiar with what they can and cannot do. And they're not even familiar with the fact that they're subject to the FHA. So there's really, there's a lot of pitfalls, a lot of problems, a lot of lawsuits that can be avoided if you have the proper guidance. You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on, not only are we as highly educated as we can be. And what I mean by that is Homeowner Management Services is actually an accredited association management company. There's only 5 companies in the entire state of Georgia that hold themselves up to that standard. It's the highest possible standard. There's only 5 of us. So when you start going out and saying, okay, we want to be professionally managed, if you're looking for A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, if you're looking for AAMC accredited, if you're looking for 24-year history in Atlanta, you know, you may only have us to look at if those are your three top most important, you know, items. But we also offer board training classes that are complimentary for all our clients. So we have a, right around the corner from here, actually about 3 miles, we have a very large classroom where, you know, we host the boards of directors and make sure that they do, in fact, understand the environment that they're in. You know, that they're out there in an unpaid position, and our job is to make their life as easy as possible and as rewarding as possible. But we do protect them. We do very much protect them as much as we can.
Sure. So I think you may have alluded to a few of these in what you just said, but so what are some of the common mistakes that associations make, and how do you help those your clients prevent those mistakes?
Sure. Well, over and above the legal environment, that's a concern. Budgeting errors are you know, something that we see a lot. You know, you have to look at your assets. You're talking about an asset that's worth millions and millions of dollars. You know, whether it's a condominium or whether there's amenities in an HOA or any of that, these assets have lifespans. They need new roofs. They need new tennis court resurfacing. We've seen condominiums that were self-managed where the water bill wasn't paid. That's a problem, you know, and they start having issues with the city of Atlanta and the water's going to be shut off. So there's a lot of very, very serious problems that can come about when those budgets aren't being scrutinized from a business perspective. Looking at it, we're really looking at it from the point of view of the value of the asset. It's not as though we're just, you know, looking at it from the point of view as well, do we want to raise the dues this year or not? Well, you have to start from the beginning and see, what does this property need? What does this asset need over the course of time? And so we want to avoid hitting up the homeowners with large bills because there was no preparation, there was no reserves funded. So that's another very big error. You know, budgeting is a big concern. It's something that we help a lot with. Those are two of the biggest, I would say.
You mentioned, and we're talking with Wendy Brandt with Homeowner Management Services here on North Fulton Business Radio. You mentioned the A-plus rating. You mentioned you've been in business for 24 years, so you have the experience. What can the homeowners that are using your services right now, what can they expect in 2018 and moving forward? What are some of the bigger plans as you move forward?
Sure. Well, we're really priding ourselves on kind of being even more to the homeowner than any management company has been before. And what I mean by that is we do, in fact, too, have an app. We're trying to be as technologically savvy as we can be, make it as easy for the homeowner to get to pay their dues or find information as possible. We're working on some savings programs for the homeowners so that when they go out to buy anything they might buy otherwise anyway, that they have the ability to get a discount, because we represent an enormous buying group. Our buying group is tens of thousands of homeowners that we communicate with and that we touch, and that they're a strong buying group. So kind of leveraging that. One of the examples that I could give you for that is, we work with a broker that helps negotiate cable access agreements. And this broker has brought millions and millions of dollars to the city of Atlanta from Charter and Comcast. You know, does that association have the ability to essentially get a check for cable access? And these are non-exclusive, so the homeowners can use anybody that they want. So really becoming much more than just, I would say, the company that sends you the invoice and tells you to put your trash can away. There's a lot more that we can be, and we're excited to do that from a communication point of view, from a technology point of view, and even from a cost savings point of view moving forward.
So, Wendy, who do you want to hear from, and where can they find out more information?
Sure. Well, the board of directors is definitely who we need to hear from. So whoever is running the communities at the time. And our phone number is 770-667-0595. And then, of course, if you want to visit us online, it's hms-inc.net. So that's how they can find us.
Great stuff, Wendy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wendy Brandt, Homeowner Management Services, here on North Fulton Business Radio. Want to thank all three of our guests, Wendy, also Samaya Adam with Team Logic IT Alpharetta, and Brad Freed with College nannies, sitters, and tutors for joining us here on the program. A quick reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7, 365 days of the year, even on Christmas Day if you want.
That's
by
right.
Going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. The shows are on there all the time. And also, you can download us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, actually, and follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that social media stuff.
We've got it all. We're just like Waffle House, right? We're always open.
Always open. Exactly. All right. Well, John, thank you very much. Let's say we do it again next time.
I look forward to it, man.
All right. Happy holidays to you and everybody else out there as well.
You too, pal.
For John and a great job behind the scenes with Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.